News, sponsored by O'Reilly.
I'm Steve. Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen took a flight to El Salvador this morning, determined to talk to a break of the man who was mistakenly deported there and is.
We're not going to stop fighting for until he is actually released.
CBS Kaufman says a federal judge indicates she'll order sworn testimony administration officials to see if they complied with her orders to facilitate the man's return.
A judge could put pressure. They could potentially try to say that the government shouldn't be paying El Salvador this money, because we are paying for Mr. Abrego Garcia and these other potential proceedings. People be held responsible for this.
The Trump administration is suing Maine for not complying with ban transgender athletes in girls' sports.
Attorney General Pam Bondi accuses Maine of violating Title IX and discriminating against women.
By failing to protect women in women's sports. Pretty basic stuff.
At the White House in February, Maine's Democratic Governor Janet Mills clashed with President Trump over his ban.
See you in court.
Every state, good, I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. That should be a real easy one.
Education Secretary Linda McMahon.
It's not just about their civil rights. It's about their safety.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Supreme Court says that the legal definition of a woman is a person born biologically male. Susan Smith heads up a group that fought for this.
Women can now feel safe in places and spaces. Women are
President Trump has again attacked Harvard University on social media. The school has refused a host of administration demands. CBS's Nancy.
Harvard's tax-exempt status is likely not in jeopardy at the moment, but the president is railing against the university again this morning, a short time ago, on Truth Social. He said that this is basically a crappy university, a joke, in his words.
A government report shows retail sales were up 1.4% last month. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says consumers may have had an eye on tariffs.
Economists expect that consumers will soon slow down this pace of spending once they buy those big-ticket goods that they believe will rise in price over the next few months.
Spotify appeared to be experiencing technical issues this morning, tens of thousands of users reporting issues. And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 96 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It was an 8-7 vote that determined the new council president. After swearing in new members last night, the Racine Common Council elected 7th District Alder Maurice Horton to be president, with David Mack coming up a little short. Horton quickly appointed committee members, a power that recently shifted from the mayor to the council president. A free storm spotter training program will be held tomorrow at the Gateway Racine campus. Racine County Emergency Management and the National Weather Service are hosting the event to teach people about how to recognize more severe weather. It runs from 6 to 8. The Racine Common Council approved an agreement this week with a company called CityWise. They have the software that runs a searchable database of residential rental properties. The tool aims to improve access to rental housing information within the city. And new scholarship funds are available for some Racine students heading to college. You can find out where the funds are coming from and how to apply online. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
the Brewers end their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers shut out the Tigers 5-0, ending a three-game losing streak. Reese Hoskins smacked a fastball to deep center field for his first home run of the season.
Yeah, breaking the ice, there's maybe something to be said for that. Yeah, it's just nice to get rewarded for some quality at-bats.
NBA, the Bucks' Damian Lillard slowly making progress from that right leg. Could he be back for the playoffs? Doc Rivers.
Well, I mean, we're hopeful, you know, following the protocol. See. Oh, yeah.
Badgers had football. Fickle on the search for tackle after losing Kevin Haywood in spring practice to a torn ACL, out for the year.
You know, now we got to have to figure out how we're going to manage some of that and move some guys around and expect some other guys to step up, whether it's Leighton Nelson and Emerson Mandel and guys like that that got to step in.
That's Luke Fickle with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Sunny seasonal calm temperatures making it to the mid-40s. With a few clouds filtering in here tonight, we become breezy by tomorrow with partly cloudy skies, eyes are warm, 50s, and some showers and storms are likely by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 40 degrees at our studios.
Confusion until happening.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Will stop the rain. No chance for a rainout in Detroit. The Brewers take on the Tigers. Pregame starting in a few minutes.
Long I remember the rain been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Been through the ages, trying to find the sun.
Park to Main Street Bridge. And time.
They say we're young and we don't know. We won't find out until we grow. Well, I don't know while that's true, 'cause you got me. So we don't have a plot, but I'm sure of all the things we got, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I flower in the spring.
tonight to fall. Girl in a dream, sitting on a pillow. This is
news and timeless hits, WRJN, Three Dog Nights, and Celebrate, big party song for the 70s, the entire decade that lasted as a party song. Brewers coming up, and the pregame starting in a matter of minutes. Sponsored by Studebaker's Fuel and Food, by Ferraro's Pizza, Easy Mobility Solutions, Main Street Bakery, and the Lanes on 20. Brewers taking on the Tigers in Detroit today on WRJN.
WRJN Big Deal of the Day, the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. We forget to hit the pause button in the hustle of daily life. Slow down for a sweet treat. Mouth-watering cobbler crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Or shake up your taste buds with a pudding shake. Or indulge in freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls. Go to WRJN, click on the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Deals.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional, specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even pesky light scratches. Don't drive into spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine. Open at 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
Step into Comet Smoke. Comet Smoke has it all. CBD, vapes, Delta 9, premium cigars, accessories, and wellness products for sleep and stress relief. This 420, Comet Smoke is celebrating you with 20% off store-wide. All this week through April 20th. Stock up on your favorites. Open weekdays from 10 till 7, Saturdays 10 till 5, Sundays noon till 5. Comet Smoke, 9549 South Chicago Road in Oak Creek. Additional questions, call 414-865-0980. Comet Smoke wishes you a happy 420.
Sick of Wisconsin's unpredictable weather ruining your golf plans? X-Golf Kenosha has you covered with new seasonal memberships. Enjoy indoor golf that's always on par no matter what's happening outside. Tee off on 50 world-class using their cutting-edge simulators, whether you're flying solo, bringing the crew, or sharpening your skills with the PGA Pro Ray. Don't let another season slip away. Explore the seasonal memberships at xgolfkenosha.com or swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Baseball meets the gridiron for a special Brewers football jersey giveaway Saturday, April 19th, courtesy of American Family Insurance. Be one of the first 25,000 fans through the gates to get yours. Get tickets now at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme. Counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Brewers and Tigers taking on each other, and the Brewers need a win. Turn around and root them on. Go Brew Crew. Hear them here. Next on.
Oh yeah.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Timeless Hits WRJN and an update from Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In one of the biggest changeovers in years, Racine's Common Council welcomed 10 new alders last night. The impact of the election earlier this month resulted in four sitting alders moving out of their seats and one incumbent barely holding on to her position. Another new member was appointed to fill an open seat. Maurice Horton and Marlo Harmon were elected president and vice president in close votes. You can go deeper on the council's first actions at RacineCountyEye.com. A free storm spotter training session will be held in Racine County tomorrow. The event at Gateway Technical College will teach storm safety basics and how to report severe weather through the Skywarn program. It's being held from 6 to 8 at Gateway in Racine, and it is free. And another reminder about Racine road work. Starting Monday, Main Street in Racine will be closed between Gould and Augusta. The closure for road reconstruction will last through late June. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association, and this station.
We all have can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early. Easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or are covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family love you. Get screened. Visit canada.com/get screened to learn more.
I never considered myself to be a heavy drinker. At first, I only drank with friends, then to get through the day. I hit rock bottom when I realized I was choosing alcohol over my family. That's when I made the call. With my doctor's help, I was diagnosed with alcohol use disorder. Now, I'm getting to the root of my addiction, finding better ways to cope.
Mental health care. The call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
WRJN weather.
Sunny, seasonal, comfortable today with high temperatures making it. Clouds filtering in here tonight. We become breezy by tomorrow with partly cloudy skies. Days are warmer, reaching the mid-50s, and some showers and storms are likely by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
For baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Here's a high fly ball left field, back at the track, it is gone! William Contreras!
Mitchell looks up, makes the catch. Jose Quintana, welcome to the Milwaukee Brewers.
Today, the crew take on the Detroit Tigers in Milwaukee at beautiful American Family Field.
This one up into the night sky, all the way back to the wall. Goodbye, Christian Yelich.
Jackson Churio, a high drive, deep left center, way gone!
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
A businessman special this afternoon as the Brewers and the Tigers wrap up this three-game series at American Family Field. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Game 3 of this series as we get the on-deck show built by Menards underway alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you here this afternoon at 12:10 first pitch for the finale, and then a day off tomorrow for the crew before the A's come into town over the weekend. Brewers evened up the series last night with that shutout victory over the Tigers. Already the Brewers' fourth shutout of the season. And the Brewers look to win this series here today and continue a trend of winning at home with a victory over Detroit this afternoon. It'll be Kenner Montero on the mound for the Tigers. He's making his 2025 season debut. He did in the third innings a year for Detroit. And it'll be Jose Quintana, the lefty, making his American Family Field debut as a member of the Milwaukee Brewers. We'll talk to Josh when we come back after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respect and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We all have someone with a favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops. Or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or are covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
I never considered myself to be a heavy drinker. At first, I only drank with friends, then to get through the day. I hit rock bottom when I realized I was choosing alcohol over my family. That's when I made the call. With my doctor's help, I was diagnosed with alcohol use disorder. Now, I'm getting to the root of my addiction and finding better ways to cope.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Tigers getting set for the finale here this afternoon. And Josh Maurer joining us now on the pregame show. Josh, the Brewers with their fourth shutout last night already. And it's only April the 15th when they completed that shutout last night. Now the Brewers turn their attention to the Tigers for this finale. But what they've done in their wins on the mound has been really remarkable.
It's really nothing short of unbelievable. They've had four shutouts of the nine wins. That's almost half of their victories, Lane, have been a shutout. And perhaps even more impressively, they've given up nine runs total in those nine games.
So in the other five, they've given up nine.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's incredible.
So when they win, the pitching is otherworldly. Now, the converse of that is they've given up 84 runs in the nine losses. So it's kind of been lopsided when they lose, but when they win, it's been incredible. And hopefully Jose Quintana makes it more incredible here today.
Yeah, Quintana 7 scoreless, his first time out in Arizona against a very good Diamondbacks lineup. Quinn Priester last night, 5-plus scoreless, gave up just the one hit. He went 5 and gave up one run in his first start. So here's two guys roster when spring training began. They've made three starts and they've combined for 17 innings and allowed just one run when the Brewers desperately needed some help.
And when you throw Chad Patrick in there, yeah, that obviously makes it even more impressive because he was a guy that wasn't part of the plans to be in the initial starting rotation, but has been because of the injuries that they've had to try to withstand. So yeah, Patrick, Priester, Quintana. It's been a patch it together and have it be pretty good so far.
Another chance for the Brewers to win a series. They have been in a good place in terms of winning series ever since that Yankees sweep. Of course, just falling short to the Diamondbacks over the weekend down in Arizona in that series. We'll talk to the manager, Pat Murphy, when we return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pops Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless, Island Resort and Casino, Hello Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association on the Brewers Radio Network.
Discover your new favorite city, Milwaukee. Catch a sunrise over Lake Michigan.
Sip your way through craft breweries.
And dive into a dining scene that's turning heads. From museums and music to thrilling sports teams and buzzing nightlife, Milwaukee delivers all season long.
Good things are always brewing on the fresh coast.
The expert guides at visitmilwaukee.org have everything you need to fully plan every detail. Whatever it is you'd like to do in Milwaukee. Plan your trip today
at visitmilwaukee.org.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming.
Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. The Pat Murphy Show is brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking for a current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon.
Well, Murph, a really complete game, top to bottom. Hold the Tigers to just one hit. That's a challenging thing to do in Major League Baseball. Give a lot of credit to Quinn Priester, but also a bullpen that was literally perfect last night.
Yeah, our entire pitching staff last night from Priester obviously had the bulk of the effort. But, Mears and Koenig, Uribe, and Grant Anderson, they were all great. All of them. That's rare. You know, you throw out five pitchers, all of them pitch well against the first-place team. And, you know, just proud of our guys. And Priester, you know, a second outing for us to go out there and against a guy like Flaherty, who's got such a reputation and World Series and all that, and pitch as well as he did, matched him, and give us a chance to win. It was great.
Was it to see Rhys Hoskins come up with a big hit? Had to feel really good for him.
I was so happy for him. Nice hits in the game, and the homer meant something. Got him off the schneid, so to speak. You know, he gets his first homer, hopefully on the way to many more. And, it was important for him to do that, to drive the baseball. He's worked very hard. Everyone who knows him loves him. He's a worker. He's a great leader, a great teammate. Super happy for him.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
True pizza pastime, Ferraro's in Racine. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and all-star lineup sure to satisfy. April's pizza of the month is a springtime smash. The BLT pizza features an olive oil bacon, mozzarella, crispy bacon, and it's topped with juicy tomato and a smooth mayo drizzle. Make sure you grab one before it's out of here. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, Jeffler Avenue.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bago, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone loves. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Spring has arrived, and so have the sweet smell of fresh cream pies at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Indulge in flavors that taste like sunshine, banana cream, coconut cream, lemon meringue, and key lime. Perfect for Easter, family gatherings, or just treating yourself. Don't wait until these springtime favorites. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Gear up for a winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker selects field and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference, and the team is always ready to deliver. Whether you're shopping in through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic, swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring and Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Your home for local news, timeless hits, and Brewer baseball. 99.9 FM and 1400 AM. WRJN Racine.
Repeat. Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Tigers wrapping up this three-game series this afternoon. It is Keter Montero on the mound for the Tigers. The Brewers will send Jose Quintana out for his second start as a member of the crew. And let's talk about Montero. This is a guy that made 16 starts last year, threw 98 innings in the big leagues, but still a young guy, and this is his season debut, so I'm sure you're looking at some of the minor league stuff, and he's pitched well down there.
He has. He's added that sweeper. The sweeper is a big pitch for him. It's his out pitch. He's not a rookie. You know, he's logged, like you said, he's logged 100-plus innings in the big leagues, and, you know, he's a guy that has to be. You know, he's very, very good. That sweeper challenges righties very, very, very much. So we're excited about the opportunity. But we got Quintana going, and we know we're going to get a steady outing. And that's what that's why we signed the guy. And that's comforting to know the game is close.
I think this is probably most guys that take the game. But I have to think this group really loves to play defense behind a guy like Quintana.
I think anyone does. You just you admire, you know, a guy who's great at his craft, who takes it that serious and takes it that professionally, really knows how to get things done. And I think the guys love having him in the clubhouse. I think it was, you know, Matt Arnold and his group. They deserve a lot of credit for signing this guy, because he is just what we needed.
You've been familiar with A.J. Hinch since he was a catcher at Stanford, I'm sure. So when you look across the field and you see him in the dugout and you see this Tigers team, what has stood out to you about this group over the last 2 years?
He did a great job in Houston. He's done a great job in Detroit, making them a playoff team. I've known A.J. since high school, since Midwest City, Oklahoma. He's been a figure in my life for a long time. We've become close friends, and I respect him a great deal.
Catchers seem to make great managers. That's been a tradition for a long time. Is that just a byproduct of so much that's on that position?
I think their view of the game, their perspective is different than anyone else's, and unless you've caught before, you really don't get that understanding of the view they have in the game. And now the catchers that have caught in the major have even a bigger advantage. You know, you think of Steven Vogt, you think of, you know, Bob Melvin, you think of Bochy. All these guys had that perspective, and they've turned out to be some of the best managers in the game.
Murph, best of luck this afternoon.
Thanks so much.
With us here on the On Deck Show, Built by Menards. We're back with more after this on the Brewers.
With you can save on gas when you use the Club Citgo Rewards app. To go. Go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Good to go.
Oh, solo.
At ringside at a. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka? Download Citgo's Citgo, the easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Open the door to savings with beautiful Mastercraft doors at Menards. Mastercraft steel entry doors add security and improve the appearance of your home. Choose from our huge in-stock selection or design your door your way with our free step-by-step design program online or in-store. Save big on Mastercraft doors at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
Here between the Brewers and the Tigers coming up. We wish you a happy Wednesday morning, and thanks for tuning into the On Deck Show, Built by Menards. I'm Josh Maurer. Today's injury report is presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. If you missed the news, the rehab assignments for both Brandon Woodruff and Tobias Myers are going to continue on Thursday and Friday with AAA Nashville. Woodruff is scheduled to make his second appearance in a game with the Sounds. That'll be tomorrow. And we'll see how that goes. He had very positive feedback from his first one. And then Myers goes Friday, if all goes according to plan. That could be his last rehab start before the Brewers could activate him potentially on the upcoming road trip in San Francisco. Trevor McGill, we haven't seen him since the loss on Saturday where he had the rough ninth inning dealing with a knee issue, but Pat Murphy has said that he's been available. Today's keys to the game, they're presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup, like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota places. My key for the Brewers is to continue to get after right-handed starting pitching. You're going to see Cater Montero make his season debut for the Tigers today. The Brewers against right-handed starters this season have been about as good as any offense in baseball. They have had those opposing righties an ERA right around 6. Opposing right-handed starters, including Jack Flaherty last night for the Tigers, they're 1-5 pitching against the Brewers. Let's see if they can get after Montero and give Jose Quintana a lead with which to work early on. Quintana was so great in his team debut in Arizona on Friday. When we come back, we relive last night's great game from Reese Hoskins. He joins us to talk about his first home run of the year and the team's from a three-game skid in the one-hit shutouts. That conversation with Reese when we come back to the On Deck Show built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Truck drivers, are you tired of an outdated truck hurting your paychecks? At Schneider, we add new trucks to our fleet every year to keep drivers moving and racking up the miles. Our easy-to-use technology is designed to keep you safe and comfortable while also boosting your income potential. So, are you ready to get behind the wheel of a more reliable ride? Find jobs near you and apply now at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear
bet posters.
Can you print it all for Mother's Day?
Oh, of course. Photo gifts like canvas prints, photo puzzles.
Can you print it all?
Sure can. Custom cards and invites.
Can you print a huge banner with the grad's picture?
Oh, definitely.
Even an embarrassing baby picture?
Oh, those are the best kind.
I know, right?
Print it all for moms and grads at Staples. And right now, get 40% off custom cards, invites, and photo gifts. N75 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Most things people do could be done more safely. Sometimes it's common sense. Sometimes it's innovating a better way. But it's always about minimizing risk. For this purpose, West Bend is willing to come check out your business and help minimize your risks. It's precisely because of thinking like this that West Bend has been keeping businesses and employees safe for over 125 years. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com. West Bend, the worst brings out our best.
American Family Field on a Wednesday morning. It's the Brewers and the Tigers getting set for the series rubber match. Well, last night, after the Brewers had dropped three straight, they really needed an early boost. Quinn Priester was providing that on the mound through two innings, and then Reese Hoskins stepped to the plate to lead off the bottom of the second inning and really gave everybody a jolt.
One offering is a fly ball left center field. That ball is way back there. Bye-bye baseball! Reese Hoskins with his first of the year, and the Brewers grab a 1-0 lead here in the second inning.
It would be the first of a three-hit night for Reese Hoskins. He drove in a pair in that 5-0 shutout, a much-needed win for the Brewers, and then Reese joined me on the post-game show. Reese, tell me about your night at the plate. How did you feel? I know you've been saying, I'm really close. I feel like I'm close. How did that come together tonight?
Yeah, honestly, I've felt a lot of the same. Sometimes this game is just as frustrating as it can get. But, you know, I've learned throughout my career that you keep walking up to that little white rectangle next to that white plate, you get a chance to do something special. So I just felt more on time tonight. Felt like I was moving slower in the box. And I think when that happens, you tend to see the player not in the middle of the zone.
I should go no further without asking you about your pitching, starting with Quinn Priester, who you guys have hardly gotten to even know. He's been on the team for just barely over a week, and he takes a no-hitter into the sixth inning tonight. How impressed were you playing behind him?
Yeah, I mean, he obviously pounds his own, right? He makes the opposing team uncomfortable just by being ahead in counts. I've faced him before, and it's not super comfortable. He's obviously a pretty big dude, but I just was impressed with his pace and his willingness to kind of go right after their hitters. And you saw some kind of awkward swings and awkward takes from them. So, yeah, we needed that tonight after last night, kind of even the series. And, you know, now we got a pretty fresh bullpen with a chance to win a series tomorrow.
Reese Hoskins joining us. What do you make of how the team flushed the couple of rough games that you had, the end of the Arizona series and last night? I know even Pat Murphy kind of sounded like he was a bit frustrated. Baseball's a long season, of course, but flushing the last few days and playing as complete of a game as you guys did tonight as a team, what do you make of that?
Yeah, I think it's huge. I think it shows a lot about, you know, where our eyes are, right? Like, Murph was frustrated. We were all also frustrated, right? Like, that's an okay thing. That's a good thing. But as long as, you know, you can take what that night was for what it was, learn from the mistakes and maybe a few good things that we did that we want to try to keep doing, and then just continue on and get ready to compete tonight. You know, he obviously talks about that, Murph does, about winning tonight. Be pissed off about, you know, getting blown out. That's always going to be the case, but as long as we turn our heads towards whoever we got tonight, I like the way that our team competes. We tend to do that pretty well.
You guys had a great one tonight. Really, 1 through 9 and all the pitchers. Fun one to watch. Thanks for sticking around to chat with us about it, Reese.
Appreciate it, Josh. Yeah, go Crew.
That was Reese Hoskins following a 5-0 win against last night. Coming back to the here and now, when we return to the On Deck Show built by Menards, I'll get you for the series rubber match. It's the Brewers and the Tigers coming up on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hungry for fresh signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has you covered. Grab yours at Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, Christiana's Supermarket on Kearney Avenue, and now Kinsey's Corner Mart, 3425 Kinsey Avenue. Stop by the shop on Washington Avenue for a sandwich fit for a king, hot ham and cheese, meatball sub, and more. Plus, check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdelirocine.com. Fresh, fast, delicious. Lee's Deli, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Spring is here. Warmer days, fresh air, and the perfect chance to regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Live life on your terms. Cruise through the park or be part of the fun at any spring outing with a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, they offer flexible care credit options and exceptional service to keep you moving. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine and start enjoying life again with Easy Mobility Solutions.
Winning experience at Studebaker's Field and Food in Racine. From thirst-quenching drinks to crave-worthy snacks, Studebaker's selection keeps you filled and ready to go every day. Outstanding service makes all the difference. The team is always ready to deliver, whether you're shopping in-store or cruising through Studebaker's speedy drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at Highway 31 in Spring in Racine for the championship combo of selection, service, and convenience.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bago, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Your home for local news.